the other recognition is that the vast majority of our spend as a council is money spent because of bad behaviour or because of high demand. And it's got the oddity in Oldham that in almost without exception, wherever you go in the country, the reputation of the council generally is quite poor. But equally, their expectation about what the council will do was quite low as well. Whereas in Oldham, that you know, it's got one of the lowest satisfaction rates of anywhere, but its expectation about what demand people will get for the services is actually quite high, which is odd, and it's almost unique. There's not many places like that. And to be honest, when times were good, there was money to spend on things to make sure that people had a gold-plated service. And whatever the criticisms of the council, Oldham is a very clean town. It's one of the cleanest. I think it's the second cleanest in the northwest, one of the cleanest in the whole country. But it costs a hell of a lot of money to do that. Now, we have a general responsibility, and this is one example where we should keep the streets clean, but where actually tidiness is a separate issue, and people just dropping litter is not a good use of anybody's money to keep picking up after people. And I liken it to this. Every year we spend £1 million picking up litter, which is separate than cleanliness. If we were to pile £1 million up on Oldham Civic Centre car park and set fire to it every year, now some people might argue that we're doing different ways, but if we were to do that, people would rightly think it was a waste of money. Yet people have been very happy to discard litter and expect us to pick it up, and equally fly tipping and graffiti, and even the fact that we have a bulky goods service that is free at the point of use. We're the only authority in Greater Manchester who do that. We're one of the few in the country who do that. Yet our fly tipping rates are among some of the highest. So there doesn't seem to be a correlation between the service that we provide and people's responsibility in reducing the demand on the service. And the money just isn't there to do what we always did anymore. Our revenue budget's been cut significantly. And unless we keep on cutting and trimming to the point where we just don't have a good service at all, people need to take responsibility for their own area. But equally, the council needs to change. You know, the council being so arrogant, making decisions in isolation, not consulting the community, having power concentrated with 8 cabinet members, and the other 52 council members are excluded from decisions, just can't be allowed to continue. If we're a cooperative, the idea is that our membership informs decisions that we make. So linked into what we want to do is a quite strong devolution programme. Now that involved devolving decisions and establishing the 6 district town halls, which we're doing, and of course Saddlewick will have its own district office. But it's got to be more than just a few council officers who are based in a locality, basically to support casework. It's got to be more about devolving decision-making power and budgets. So the town halls are the first step. They're not a finished product, and we hope that they will become more of a contact centre, one-stop shop, so it's a face of the council in that locality. But we need to do far more at devolving and changing the council's constitution to allow local decision-making. One of my criticisms of the previous Labour government, my Labour government, was that when it talked about localism, it bypassed local ward members, which to me was completely bizarre. The very people that the community elect to be their representatives are often put to one side. So we are embarking on the devolution programme, significant powers and budgets devolved, town halls set up so that people will have support on the ground. But importantly, there's going to be a far greater onus on the councillor to show that they have consulted the community, and the community will have a far greater say in how their area adapts. So community groups will have a greater influence, parish councils will have a greater influence, and the government anyway are making move towards people's right to challenge, right to provide. That will mean as a council we need to adapt. So rather than waiting for people to take on a council service in an antagonistic way, as almost an attack to the way the council does it, I think we're better to say what's the best way to deliver a service and let's do it. The other side of it is to accept that council services will mean different things in different areas, and generally we generally will spend money based on need from a deprivation point of view rather than need at the point of use. So for instance, winter gritting has a greater relevance to people perhaps in Saddleworth and the town centre of Oldham, which are more hilly, than it will do in Failsworth or Chadderton perhaps. But what we don't do quite is tailor that service to the local community. And we've, I think, battered back the idea of a community gritting scheme, and we've made up excuses about us being sued, about it damaging the road surface, which actually you might be able to point to an isolated incident where that's happened, but it really doesn't hold water. So I think we need to really loosen up a bit, allow the community to do things in their area without always feeling the need to come back to the council for permission. And then for the council to say, rather than us being the bureaucracy and the red tape and the group that comes down and stops things happening, how can we make things happen and support the community to deliver?